Hey everybody, welcome to the Four Pillar Fitness Podcast. This is Coach Phil Houston behind the microphone once again. It has been what seems like forever, it feels like forever since I've been back here. It's been kind of an interesting month, a lot to talk about there, but not today, okay? I wanted to get an episode in a can for you, and I came across something really interesting that I wanted to talk with you about and share it with you. But first, a little bit of housekeeping. If you happen to listen to us on iTunes and you like what you hear today, drop us a 5-star rating. It'll help spread the word. Leave a comment for me. Let people know that it's some value to be had here, because again, that'll help the podcast rise and people will get to hear this information more frequently, more consistently. I intend to bring you at least one episode a week for the next several weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, because I'm going to be quite busy. But I do want to make sure that I get one in for you each week. Trying to share what I think is sort of the most interesting things that I come across each week in the fitness, wellness, and performance field. Which brings us to today's subject. Before we jump in there, you can reach me through the podcast at anchor.fm/4-pillar-fitness. You leave me a voice message there. You can get me on Instagram at Coach Phil Houston or on Twitter at Phil Houston. Spell the last name right, H-U-E-S-T-O-N. Today's topic is kind of interesting. So I've been coaching for over 20 years, and I was in the business world for a long time before that. And you could usually predict to a degree when someone was going to be successful. You kind of look at someone's trajectory and say, okay, do they have what it takes to be successful? Are they, and you can insert whatever characteristics or personality traits into that sentence that you wanted to. But one of the ones that really slipped under the radar for a really long time is one that is now being called grit. And we're going to talk about Angela Duckworth and her book and her research in just a moment. But grit is one of those things that's really hard to measure. It's sort of an intangible, but it's not an intangible, right? So you know when someone's willing to tough it out, and bust their way through something while they're applying the requisite knowledge and cognitive ability, intelligence, problem solving, even things like generosity and kindness to the problem, you know that if they're willing to stick it out through the hard times, they probably have some grit, right? They probably have something about them that will help them be successful. So the question is, is grit the intangible quality that you're either born with or stuck without? Or is it something that can be learned, that can be developed, can be found somewhere else? So Angela Duckworth, who's a psychologist at the University of Pennsylvania, she did a study of over 11,000 West Point cadets. And her study strengthened her earlier theories regarding the nature of grit, but also pointed to other attributes that are key to long-term success and achievement. Let's dig in on a few of those right now and really what this study was all about. So when you're Angela Duckworth, you get asked about what predicts success quite a bit, like all the time. After all, she is, like I said, she's a UPenn psychologist. She's done pioneering work with regard to the nature of grit, which is a personality trait often described as putting passion and perseverance toward important long-term personal goals. She's even the author of a blockbuster book by the same name, Grit, which I've been reading in bits and pieces over the last few weeks. It is a great book, by the way. If you haven't read it, it's an excellent book. She really breaks it down very well. In the book, she describes how having this characteristic can, for many, mean a difference between succeeding and failing. But this latest research, which is done in conjunction with her colleagues at Duke University and the U.S. Military Academy, says that grit may not be the only piece of the success puzzle that really matters. Now, that's not saying it's not the key piece, because we all know smart people who fail. We all know talented people who fail. And that's in all walks of life, whether it be business, academics, medicine, law, sports, wherever. Some of the best sports prospects just peter out. They really don't do well. That a lot of them don't want to put the work in. And there's a reason for that. But her findings were published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. They involve a long perspective, what's called a longitudinal study, of more than 11,000 West Point cadets, as I mentioned earlier. The researchers discovered that both cognitive and non-cognitive factors can predict long-term success and achievement. So personality traits and characteristics like grit, intelligence, and physical capacity each have different ways of shaping our ability to succeed. So her study of West Point cadets began when she was a doctoral student at the University of Pennsylvania. And she says, and I quote, "I was looking for a context in which people might be quitting too early. There's such a thing as quitting at the right time, but there's also such a thing as quitting on a bad day when you're discouraged and maybe shouldn't be making such a big decision." Here's the interesting thing. So if you know anything about West Point, you know that they have a cadet initiation that's 6 weeks long, and it's called Beast Barracks, and it is named appropriately. I've had several of my clients who have gone to West Point. I have one that's there right now, and Beast is just a killer. The idea is that first of all, what a lot of people don't know is that West Point cadets have to go through an exhaustive 2-year entry and acceptance process. And then they've got to complete Beast Barracks in the summer leading up to their first year of classes. So before they even set foot in a classroom at West Point, they've had the crap kicked out of them, and they've gone through this really long process. So we know that they're pretty tough, right? In spite of all of this, and in spite of the importance and the difficult process of getting to Beast Barracks, approximately 3% of the cadets just walk away from this training. Now, they've been getting ready for this pretty much, you could say all their life, but you know, for a long time, at least 2 years, right? Then they just walk away. And their willingness to give up so readily after that really arduous admissions process is what led Duckworth to study the group. And we're going to dig in on what she had to say about this in just a minute. But first, a real quick word from our sponsor. Hey, welcome back to the Four Pillar Fitness podcast. I am Coach Phil Houston, and we're going to jump right back into the work that Angela Duckworth did on grit at West Point. She published a 2007 paper in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology in which she revealed that grit was a critical predictor of achievement and success. Now, her collaboration with West Point has continued for 12 more years, and the data that she's collected on 9 separate classes entering the military academy covers more than 11,200 cadets. So she created a 12-item grit scale to score the grit of each cadet. This was used in conjunction with SAT or ACT scores and the results of a battery of fitness tests that each West Point candidate must take before being admitted. The fitness test they have to take includes pull-ups, sit-ups, a 1-mile run, and a lot of other grueling physical activity. And West Point contributed a wealth of data as well to her study. And whether cadets completed Beast Barracks training was added to graduation status, GPAs, and military and physical performance to come up with this mega-analysis. And they did a mega analysis really on this massive data pool. The research team did a mega analysis on a massive data pool that came from all the stuff that she got and that West Point gave her. So they had a gigantic pool of data, a big sample size, and a long period of time to study this over. So Duckworth says, this is a sign of where science is going toward big samples. They offer much more precision. We accumulated all this data in part so we could answer more definitively the question of whether grit predicted success outcomes. We now have more confidence in our original conclusions. At the same time, we wanted to explore where perhaps grit wasn't the most important factor. Now, just a really quick thing here. I mean, she's a best-selling author. She's a groundbreaking researcher. She's also the Christopher H. Brown Distinguished Professor of Psychology at Penn School of Arts and Sciences. Now, UPenn is a very exclusive college, in case you don't know. It's located about 60 miles from where I'm sitting right now, 75 miles from where I'm sitting right now in Philadelphia, and is a very, very tough school to get into. So she is a very highly acclaimed professor and a very smart woman. She was being the first to show us the importance of grit, yet her team found that other personal characteristics can predict different outcomes, and that's kind of important as well. But when it comes right down to it, and I'll tell you this from my own experience as well, grit is the one. If you're willing to gut stuff out, if you're willing to put up with some discomfort and pain and really not go through some stuff you wouldn't normally go through, you're probably going to be successful at a lot of things in life. If you give up easily, you're probably not going to be successful. It's pretty simple. Grit was crucial during Beast Barracks, for example. She says the grittier you are, the less likely you are to drop out during that very discouraging time, according to Duckworth. So cognitive ability is critical during the 4 years of classroom time and the physical training to come after that, however, and was the strongest predictor of academic standing. Physical ability combines with grit to play the strongest role in determining whether a cadet will graduate from West Point in 4 years or drop out before finishing. And to quote Duckworth here, this work shows us that grit is not the only determinant of success. Yes, it's very important, helping people stick with things when they're hard, but it's not the best predictor of every aspect of success. Now, mind you, she's not saying that grit isn't key to overall success. I think she's definitely saying that here. But what she's saying is that you can have all the grit in the world, and if you're dumb, you don't have any real cognitive skill, you're probably not going to get through West Point or any other college for that matter. So previous to the widespread publication of Duckworth's ideas on grit, cognitive ability seemed to be the principal measure used by employers and schools to separate candidates. And this is because there are objective tests like the SATs that allow easy measurement of one potential employee or student against another. But when it comes to the non-cognitive characteristics, there is a lack of available objective testing, and this makes it difficult from a practical standpoint to incorporate those attributes into the recruitment, admissions, and hiring processes. So Duckworth is working to design new methods of assessing grit and other non-cognitive personality traits. And she's working with Adam Grant from Penn's Wharton School, which is a business school. And she's the co-director of Wharton People Analytics, which is centered around data-driven decision-making. She believes assessing non-cognitive traits in a variety of areas of life is the next frontier in this line of research. She's probably right. The findings of Duckworth's most recent research build on previous work and expand the body of overall knowledge about the factors which predict success. While revealing other attributes besides grit as keys to long-term achievement, the findings also bolstered Duckworth's original theories on grit. Quoting her, "If you want to lead a happy, healthy, helpful life, you want to cultivate many aspects of your character, like honesty, kindness, generosity, curiosity, and of course, grit. Look, being intelligent is great. Having high levels of problem-solving ability matters. Being curious, honest, and having high integrity is also important. But in the end, grit seems to connect them all for long-term success, achievement, and even happiness. So if you can foster your grit, if you can get yourself a little grittier, if you will, if you can dig in and be a little tougher when times are tough, chances are you've got a much better shot at health, happiness, and success." Hey, that's the Four Pillar Fitness podcast for today. Thank you very much for being with me. Again, I'm so grateful to you for all of you that have stuck with me through this weird hiatus time for me. I promise I'll explain everything to you in upcoming episodes. But for right now, I just want to say thank you for listening. You know where you can reach me on Instagram at Coach Phil Houston, to spell the last name right, H-U-E-S-T-O-N. On Twitter at Phil Houston, again, spell the last name right. The website is at CoachPhilHouston.com. And I'm happy you were here today. I'm glad you were here. Hope we helped out. And as always, keep the faith. And keep after it.